Yeah, and there's a lot of people playing simulator golf. They said this year, actually, there'll be more simulator rounds played than regular rounds of golf. So, and you can see all the simulators and everything that's popping up in Northeast Ohio, downtown Cleveland. I mean, everywhere you go, you have some great facilities that do a really good job, whether it's Top Golf or Big Shots Golf in Akron. But yeah, number one, you're sitting, when you're hitting on that simulator, you have a perfectly flat lie. You have a perfect lie every single time. And the mats can be a little bit forgiving. So all of a sudden, you get on the golf course for the first time, your feet are sinking in a little bit, you're on a side hill lie, you're on a downhill lie, and, you know, that's golf. I mean, golf is why it's such a great game, is you don't ever have the same shot twice. You can play the same course every day of the week, but yet you really never have the same golf shot. You have some wind in your face, you have, you know, downwind, you have cold conditions, wet ground. So everything you do in golf, I mean, it kind of can throw the simulator shot from 150 out, because 150-yard shot one day isn't a 150-yard shot the next day. So you really have to make those adjustments. I think that's what makes golf fun. So the people that don't make those adjustments are the ones that struggle. So really pay attention. You know, I think a good way to learn about that is listen to caddies on tour. They'll mic them up a little bit, too, and hear their conversations with their player and how they're deciding how to hit a golf shot. Because so many times we just say, oh, 150, grab your 7-iron. But 150 could be a 5-iron, 150 could be a 9-iron. So make sure you're paying attention to the shot that you have at hand and the conditions that are in front of you before you pull that club out of your back.
Yeah, I mean, it always changes. It's always a dynamic situation. But going into my next question here, now, some of us might bring new clubs, whether it be a driver or an iron. And in your experience, how long does it usually take to adjust to using a new club, especially at the start of a season?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it takes a while for me. I think the driver might be the easiest because you're just trying to hit it and, you know, hit it as far as you can. Now, you get into iron, you know, the turf interaction is different than probably the previous set of irons you have, you know, the bounce on the club, the distance that they go. I mean, trying to get your distances down is so important. So that's why a simulator can be helpful if you have those TrackMan numbers and you go and hit, you know, all the way through your bag and kind of look and say, okay, so you know, have an idea of how far you hit those golf clubs. Because all of a sudden, if they're 5 yards farther or 7 yards farther than, you know, the previous year's clubs, if they're going higher, you know, that could be a factor too to the wind. So I would say it takes a good, you know, 10 to 15 rounds of golf to really start feeling comfortable. Sometimes longer, even with your irons. A driver, you know what, I can pull a driver out of the bag. If it's going straight and far, you know what, I'm used to it after about five holes. If it's going right every time, it's going to take me a long time to get used to it. But if it's good, the driver is probably the easiest. But the irons are certainly take a little bit longer, for sure.
All right, and this one's more of a personal question for me, because as a grounds crewman on a golf course, I run into a lot of sliced golf balls off in the rough. So I've got quite the collection building. And I remember, you know, talking with my dad, who is an avid golfer in his own right. And, you know, I would show him a certain brand of golf ball, and he's like, oh, you don't want that one. Toss it away. Or, oh, you really want that one. That one's the best. So I got to ask, Dan, is the brand of the golf ball that you use really that much of an impact on your game? And, I mean, what, you know, they say that, oh, this certain brand can fly 30 yards farther. I mean, is there any truth to that?
You know what? I think the biggest thing is, you know, when we're fitting for golf balls and the big box, the Titleist and the, you know, the Callaways, the TaylorMades, the Strixons, they're going to tell you the same thing. Find a golf ball that you're comfortable with around the greens. You know, so if you're somebody that misses a lot of greens, so you could be a high handicap player, you still need a performance golf ball that's a little bit softer. I don't care whether it's a Callaway or a TaylorMade, Titleist. I played Titleist and very loyal to Titleist for 30-some years. But you want a golf ball that's softer and it performs. If you get something that's really hard that doesn't spin, you'll be amazed at the difference around the greens. All of a sudden, you don't have control over it. You have to hit a soft shot over a bunker. And the way the golf balls are made these days, every golf ball is great. I mean, they all go in their maximum distance. You're getting a name brand golf ball, you're going to find almost all golf balls are going to fly plenty, plenty far. So the only thing, the recommendation I would get something that's maybe soft enough. Unless you're a really, really high spin player, you need to lower your spin off the tee. But make sure you have something that performs around the greens. And, you know, talk to your local PGA pro, and I'm sure he can help you with your swing and your swing speed and try to find you a ball that kind of matches up to a little bit of both.